Three candidates are running for 2 3-year seats on the Ketchikan City Council. Incumbents Julie Isom and Judy Zengi both filed for re-election, and challenger Spencer Strasburg is taking another run for office. Strasburg, a local business owner, ran unsuccessfully last year for council. That was his first bid for public office. He says the council needs more business-minded members. Isom works at Ketchikan Title Agency and previously worked for Senator Bert Stedman and for the Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce. She's completing 1 year on the city council after she was elected to finish the term of a council member who resigned. Zengi manages the Plaza Mall and has a transcription, court reporting, and process serving business. She's finishing her first 3-year term on the council. Zengi says her top priorities, if re-elected, would be working on the city's budget and continuing to help guide the emerging local marijuana industry. Strasburg says his priorities include looking for inefficiencies to see where the city could trim costs. He says he'd also like to investigate how to get more revenue out of tourism.
There's got to be ways that we can maximize tourism permits, you know, for the, there's like 6 permit spots and 57 tour vendors or something. We can make more out of that industry. I also think we need to relook at our current laws, you know, some of the outdated stuff that we have. We don't have lunch trucks, you know. I think that's something we need to start looking at.
Strasburg says lunch trucks would offer a speedier option for locals and visitors during the busy summer lunchtime rush. All three candidates mention the need to move forward with establishing wheelchair-accessible taxicabs. Isom added that the city's overtime costs are a priority for her, and she'd look into that issue during the upcoming budget process, along with grants for nonprofit agencies.
That's, in my opinion, it is our quality of life in Ketchikan. It's all it's the nonprofits. It's the things that we put money toward that, I guess you could say, bring us joy.
Isom says those nonprofits provide great service, and she wants to help their programs continue if she can. Zengi says she, too, is concerned about excess overtime costs and how that affects the city's budget. She's also worried about how raising water rates, for example, negatively impact family budgets. Strasburg says metering would be a good way to fairly charge people and businesses for water. He and Isom agreed that everyone would be more careful if they paid for how much they use rather than a flat rate. Marijuana is an ongoing discussion item as the community figures out regulations for that brand new industry. One issue that the city council is discussing now is a limit on the number of retail pot shops allowed in city limits. Zengi says she's concerned with allowing more than 2, at least initially, because it's not clear how that industry might affect other businesses.
I just think that we can do this. We can start with 2, see how it works, see what we have to regulate, see what we don't, and maybe have a sunset clause on it. But I think that it's important that we take our time with this.
Isom, who at a recent council meeting said she only wanted 1 retail pot shop, says she changed her mind and would be willing to allow 2 for the sake of competition, but no more. Isom says the borough can allow more retail marijuana stores outside of city limits.
I wouldn't want that to be the face of Ketchikan. I would like it available, and I'd like to see it available for medicinal use, which is why I voted for it in the first place. But I wouldn't want to get that reputation that go to Ketchikan, it's everywhere. It's on every corner. It's, you know, not regulated.
Strasburg owns a business that offers marijuana paraphernalia, and he's been an outspoken supporter of legalized marijuana. He says limiting retail pot stores doesn't make sense because the already small local market will determine how many of those stores can survive. He says limiting it through regulations will affect potential cultivation businesses and could discourage a testing facility from opening in Ketchikan.
There has to be working pieces of this thing, and if you limit those pieces down, you've effectively employed a political move to stifle this industry.
Another issue addressed during the forum was whether the city should raise taxes to maintain services. The 2 incumbents said no. Strasburg said he'd consider it, but he'd rather try to raise revenue through expanding the tourism industry. A caller asked about consolidating the city and borough governments. The candidates all agree it's a good idea, but now might not be the right time. Another caller asked about term limits for city council members. Senge and Isom say they'd need to see what that looks like, but they'd be willing to consider it. Strasburg says his first reaction is to let the voters decide whether to keep candidates in their seats, but he'd like to think about it. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.